Inner Traditions Audio presents The Way of Abundance and Joy, The Shamanic Teachings of Don Alberto Toxo by Shirley Blanky, read by Aura and Ryan Page. Forward. Many years ago, I was leading a travel group in Peru, where I met a Quechua man in Cusco, a man from the Andes who was a pharmacist by trade, and who was also a shaman. However, he insisted that he wasn't a shaman. For as many of you know, no authentic shaman ever claims the title. But when we, as a group under his direction, had created a despacho offering with coca leaves, cookies, candy, and other things as well, he engaged in ceremony with a sacred fire he had created. And when he offered the collective assemblage of all our offerings to the fire, I watched entranced as the flames actually reached toward his hands to receive them. In a private moment with this shaman, he informed me that in response to westernization, his peoples on the Altiplano of the Andes were less inclined to live up there in the cold and grow potatoes. He smiled knowingly at me and revealed that his people wished to move down to Lima and Cusco and engage with the Western world, living in apartments, getting jobs in banks and offices, wearing suits and ties and dresses, and having cars and computers. For them, he said, the shaman's path was sometimes like old-fashioned hocus-pocus. The practice of shamanism was beginning to fade among the traditional peoples. Then he brightened visibly and informed me that as the shaman's path dimmed among the traditionals, something wonderful was happening. Shamanism was taking root once more in the Western world, and we Westerners could very well be the next carriers of the tradition. When I lamented that we had no long-lived tradition of the shaman's path, he swept my reservations aside. "It is important to understand," he proclaimed, "that if we go far enough back, we are all descended from indigenous ancestors, and they all had powerful shamans. Their ability to vision and access the hidden worlds for power, protection, and healing is one of our birthrights, no matter what our cultural origins may be. In addition, each new generation has the responsibility to restore and refresh a continuously recreated tradition, even adding to and changing the accumulating treasure of wisdom and technique. For it was always in this way that the ancient spiritual path of the shaman remained vital and meaningful to those who walked it. The path will change. It will evolve," he continued, "in response to who..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?